So much fun to be had with just single words prompts in this way. And don't you think that this same idea and the same principles of expanding into a world, a universe, a dimension, a story out of a single word that might come to you or you might find in a random book that you could apply to your audition? Maybe one of the words in that audition line means something, or something triggers inside of you using that one word that flourishes into this tangent that you never considered, right? This scene is about stealing the $1 million from the Trump Towers. I don't know why these things are coming to my head, but it's somewhat, one of the words in there is hot dog, and now you're thinking about hot dog vendors that are working in this totally, totally different tangent. Should you explore that as a part of the story in which you're doing for this audition? Yes, you should, because it sounds fun, because it sounds entertaining to you and no one else. While you're in there by yourself in the booth as you work this out, should you explore it and say yes and to it and create a relationship location conflict and go down that path, even though you don't know where it might end up, you should. Is it possible that, you know, it'll turn out to be nothing and you just wasted 10 minutes having fun in your imagination in that story where you're, that's fucking awesome, or whatever it might be? Maybe. But it might turn out to be the take that gets you hired. Because it's so fun. To you. Not to them. Who cares what other people are thinking? To you. Is it fun to you? The way that you create the superhero puns. I didn't force you to do Spider-Man or Superman or any other superhero. I simply suggested the story. And you, sure enough, knew what to do already. You knew what to do. These auditions that you're working on, these voiceover projects that you're working on, is the same exact thing. You already know what to do. At least have a very good idea about what you might do. That's what gives you the confidence behind your characters. Because you know what to do. Because you are a character in your entire life that you've been living for the past however many decades. You know how to be you so well that you dream like you. Isn't that insane? Ask other people to play your character. No way. No way. Make the strong, bold, courageous, weird choices because it sounds fun. And do it anyway and see where it goes. It might be a total flop and a failure. That's okay. No, nobody died. You know, nobody died. It's not Death Note. Nobody died. It's okay. But it might turn out to be this awesome thing that you will talk about in some podcast 10 years from now. That level. This very joy that you experience, that you see other people experience in this screen that you're seeing as well, is tangible. Very much tangible and very much valuable and impactful, believe it or not. Every casting director that you'll ever come across will tell you it's a slog going through 700 MP3s, 1,000 plus MP3s, when each one after another sounds exactly the same, just different voices. And when they come across that one performance that seems like this actor is having so much of a great time in, like, here's the character that we've created. Out of love and out of creativity, out of collaboration, we paid an artist to illustrate this drawing. The writers came up with the words very carefully, and we put the thing together. It's my baby. This video game, this visual novel is my baby. And if I send this out to you, and you get back to me with an MP3 that shows me how much fun you can have this character, how much you love them like I love them, and I can hear that in your MP3, even though it wasn't correct according to the specs, maybe, I'm going to take notice. I'm going to take notice. All the other safe takes, the correct performances and the correct takes, are too normal, everybody. too normal. It is correct. It is safe. It is meeting the questions and the needs and the things that they ask of you in the directions of those individual lines in the auditions. Great. But good is never good enough. It must be exceptional, extraordinary for you to be noticed. And the best way, in my opinion, to do that is for you to exist in the story in the most fun, creative, bold, strong story that you can muster and live in it.